Recovery 101, Recovery Bites. Recovery 101, Recovery Bites. Recovery Bites. Recovery Bites. Recovery Bites. Recovery Bites.
Digging back into the vault again, we go with Guillermo with our fabulous Recovery 101 jingle from yesteryear, many yesteryears ago. Welcome. Oh, why do you keep doing that? Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLAA, CRRRMA, DA. Wait, DA? We don't speak to the DA.
We don't speak for the DA. That's
KFC,
good.
FBI,
you're
TSA,
just
NSA.
Making, you're just making crap up now.
NBA, NFL, CCCP, NASA. Anybody else that we don't speak
You've
for?
You covered the alphabet soup.
Of recovery. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude. Sweet.
Do you know in the last show you forgot to introduce us?
Yeah, he did.
Did I?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. Too bad for you. I didn't introduce me either then.
No.
No. Awesome.
You were so proud of finding old archived jingles.
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't found them. Shelly's going to find them.
Okay.
I already know where they are.
I know where they are, too. It'll be all good. It'll be all good. Now, Shelly.
What?
You have a book out.
Yes, I do. It's on Amazon. You can get it for your Kindle, or you can read it on any other device by downloading the free Kindle reading app. It's called Shelly Burnett Updated Her Status, and you can go and download it. And if you subscribe to Kindle Unlimited, you read it for free.
Now, Shelly.
What?
If I were to purchase such a book, what would I expect to get? What kind of book is it?
I was going to say, you get a digital download.
of a book.
Of a book.
Written by Shelly.
Yes, it is a social media memoir, basically. My life in social media.
Ah. Okay. Awesome. If you buy it, leave a review.
And a tip.
Would always be helpful. You can buy that book for less than it costs to buy a latte at Starbucks.
Yes, $2.99.
Like quite a bit less, actually. So it's all good. So, Mark.
Yes, sir.
What's going on in Mark's life today, these days?
Mark's world. Mark's
living
world.
Living the dream, man. Living the dream.
Mark's world. Mark's party time.
On. Excellent.
Woo. I'm home for a few weeks now, which is kind of cool. But
yeah, because you were out and about.
I've been traveling a bit. So
I've been traveling down the road. And
I'm supposed to go to Ohio next week, but I'm not going.
No?
It's a cicada year. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, buddy.
Is that like being the year of the monkey?
Have you ever...
No, the year of the giant flying beetly ugly things that fly right at your head.
Have you ever been in a cicada gig?
No.
It's scary.
When I was young and I was in Arizona, they had cicadas. And there's like really... I don't know. They like bury themselves for like 17 years or something weird. And then
they come up and they mate and then they bury themselves.
Yeah,
they
all come up at like the same time and they shed their skins.
Yeah.
And when they shed their skins... These aren't just like a few. Like, this reminds me of like locusts back in the day, you know, tearing up corn crops or whatever. There will be so many. We used to play in mounds of cicada shells like they were
leaves.
Big things of leaves. Yeah. It's really creepy.
They're horrible.
Okay.
I was thinking about going and visiting my brother and mom and sister this spring. Then I heard it was a cicada year, and I'm like, oh, sorry.
Year.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah, but when are the cicadas coming?
in the spring.
No. Is it spring yet?
Yeah, it's supposed to start in a few weeks, I think. Spring, when it warms up. It has to warm up to a certain temperature where they come out.
Spring will spring. Spring will be sprung.
Yes.
Now, Mark, you've been many, many, many places.
I have.
Not anywhere in the world, but in the U.S., what's your favorite city to go to?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Now, in sobriety, which is your favorite city?
No, that's I've only gone to New Orleans in sobriety.
Oh.
It's still a rocking good time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I should go sometime. We should go.
Yes, we should.
I'm looking to go to Tombstone.
Yeah, I want to go to Tombstone, too. I've always wanted to go to Tombstone.
You
I know there's
to
really
Tombstone?
Not much there, but I just want to go.
I haven't been to Tombstone.
You have or you haven't?
I have not, but I'll go.
There's a...
Road trip!
It's a... It's
I get shotgun.
It's supposed to be a
ghost-infested
town.
Both, yes. Shotgun and shotgun.
It's supposed to be a ghost-infested town.
Right up your alley.
Yep.
They had a ghost adventures the other night. They took a girl from the Today Show, and they sent her into this one room by herself. And she really didn't want to go by herself. She had all kinds of things to say about that. But she went in by herself, and she almost had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Because she looked, and the camera that's the what they call the X cam, the static camera that sits in the room, while she was watching it, she was walking. She looked over, and it moved. And they're like, "Oh yeah, we forgot to tell you those are motorized. Yeah, wherever you go in the room, it's going to follow you." She's like, "Oh my god!" She was like coming out. She's like, "I was scared to death."
Great.
They're like, "Yeah, we should have really warned you about that."
Oops.
They went to the Riviera. You go because they're going to implode that.
Yeah.
Like soon. And I didn't realize that Frank Sinatra had lived there.
The Riv?
Yeah, for a long time. But they're going to, I guess they're going to blow it up pretty soon.
Yeah.
I'd like to go see that. I'd like to watch an implosion.
Okay.
You ever seen one?
Yep.
I mean, I've seen them on the news and
watch
whatever.
Watch the Sands go down.
Yeah, where?
Watch the Sands Hotel go down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I think that would be cool. I'd watch it from, like, a hotel room.
See, I'd rather watch them set up for the implosions. I think that is just fascinating.
How they calculate where to put the the charges.
Yep.
You know what's funny? It's kind of what we do with our own lives when we're getting loaded.
Yeah.
Watch me set up my implosion. watch me set the charges by everything I ever cared about in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 9 seconds, everything's gone.
Yep.
Shelly?
What?
What's going on in your little head right now?
Because you said, watch me implode, and I thought, watch me whip.
Watch me nay-nay.
Watch me whip.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you twerk lately.
I don't twerk.
You have seizures.
I am not even doing that lately. I haven't done anything. I've been sick. Now I'm not sick.
What's going on in your life, Bruce?
Yeah.
Well, one of my best friends, his grandmother just died today, which is very sad. He lived with her for a very long time. And his mom's been gone for a number of years, and his father was gone when I first met him 26 years ago. Yeah. So she's kind of been his
rock.
His rock.
Yeah.
And she's gone, and I feel very sorry for that. Other than that, just, you know, been working. Designed a new shirt the other day for Terminally Unique Apparel. You can follow us on Terminally Unique Apparel. That's our hashtag on Instagram. You can go to terminallyuniqueapparel.com and check out our shirts. I just designed the Devil May Care Chap shirt. And, of course, we have the Lynchburg version of our, Bill Wilson's whiskey. But it's Bill Wilson's recovery.
Okay.
And so that's been going. We've been doing some stuff with that. And you know, been drinking a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Smoking hookah. Yeah. Smoking cigars. And whipping and nay-naying.
So you've turned over a health leaf.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your eyesight improved?
That's why during this show...
Uh-huh.
Just like last show, I picked the one really small cookie to have.
Mm-hmm. His eyes have improved.
Eyes have improved? Just,
oh, yeah. My eyes have, yeah. Oh, I can drive.
Good.
So that's a good
on the
thing.
Other hand, have no peripheral vision right now. Well, I have some actually back.
Yeah, Shelly cannot drive.
Hopefully by Tuesday.
No, she didn't see that at all.
What?
Okay. See?
Yeah.
Told you. You did something in your peripheral vision.
Oh. Actually, it's kind of a bonus when we're driving because I get really freaked out because I think Bruce gets too close to the curb. I have no clue.
You have no idea.
A car came up. Doesn't stop
her from grabbing a hold of everything in the car.
A car came up along the side of us, and it had kind of a loud engine noise, and I could hear it, but I couldn't see it, and it freaked me out when it went past because I was like, because what? By the time it got in front of us,
yes.
Yeah, but that should be over by around Tuesday. It's a side effect of a medication I'm taking to, and an anti-inflammatory. So that should be wearing off pretty quick. Are we done bantering now?
And you know what that means.
What's that mean, Bruce?
It's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Just like Walter Cronkite.
Boop, 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 boop.
Okay, we have shout outs to
shout.
Let it all out,
Allie.
These are the things you can do with that. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on.
Okay, go ahead, Shelley.
Sally, Bill, Elizabeth, Fran, Alexandria, Viviana, Greg, Scully, Donald, Natalie, Carol, John, Joey, James, Ruby, Dan, and Stryker.
Did you say Viviana?
Yes.
Who's Viviana?
Who's Viviana?
She's been in like the last four shows. She sent us a song. I'm trying to get it down out of the stinking SoundCloud. The whole sending me links on SoundCloud is a pain in the butt. It seriously is. If you've got it, if you want us to play a song on the show, just send me an MP3. That would be way easier.
Well, there's an assignment to it.
Huh?
There's an assignment to it. You have to send it an MP3.
Yeah.
Where's Katie Uckman?
I don't know. I haven't heard from Katie lately.
I know.
Yeah.
Get on the stick, Katie. Send me an email.
Well, when you put her on the convention committee, she'll show up.
That's right.
That's true. She was actually one person that said that she wanted to know when it
was
going to
happen. Katie, check in.
Well, because she's talking about if they come, they would be coming a long way.
Yeah, they'd have to fly from the Uck.
Matter of fact, probably further than Kuala Lumpur. Further. Is it further than Kuala Lumpur?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, Paul came a long way.
Yeah.
Okay. Elizabeth sent this one in.
Paul, wait. You know what?
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 Paul said he was going to have me speak in Kuala Lumpur sometime. I'm like, how am I going to get there? Oh, they'll fly you. I'm like, okay. Paul? The hell? Okay, go ahead.
I forgot to look up where this is. It might be in Florida, but I'm not sure. It's in Brazos County.
Texas? Sure. Arizona? New Mexico?
I don't know. However...
Sounds somewhere south, like southwest.
We have a car stuck on the railroad tracks. Police are called. Whereupon when they get to... That's ridiculous. Can't believe I said that. When they came up to the vehicle stuck on the train tracks, they discovered that the driver was inside, still, naked.
His pirate outfit was in the back seat.
Yeah, attempting to restart his car with a pair of scissors in
That'll
the ignition.
Work.
Yes. When he looked up to see the officer, pushed him away, jumped out, started running, leaving the car on the tracks.
And he's
clearly
naked.
And he's naked. Clearly, he is not in his right mind. So they called an ambulance and had to go and chase him down and throw him in an ambulance. The driver's name was Connor James Bond. I'm wondering if he thought maybe that the scissors were some sort of secret device or something. I don't know. I'm not sure why he was naked.
His girlfriend's name?
Pussy Galore.
Yeah, of course.
Carlotta Pussy Galore.
It doesn't say actually that he was... Well, okay, yeah, they did charge him with DWI because he wasn't actually driving. The car was stuck on the tracks.
Well, and here,
wait,
you know
wait,
what?
Wait. What was he drinking?
Oh,
shaken, not stirred.
Martini shaken, not stirred.
You know what, though? If you think about this, so he's naked. He's butt naked. You take off running from the cops.
All your dangly bits.
So first of all, you've got all those rocks that they've got
around
the
railroad track.
I'm guessing you're like breaking out into the open field or whatever. It's like, I don't know about you. I can't go very far through an open field with no shoes on. I mean, I'm just like, yikes.
Yeah, and all of the,
You know, my luck, first thing that would happen is I would step on something really effing sharp, or some child will have left a Lego around somewhere.
Well, that's guaranteed to land on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the dangly bits.
If there's one
Those are for
Lego,
the cops to aim at when they shoot.
If there's one Lego in the entire area, it will be under my foot.
Yep.
Bless you, Shelly. Bless you.
Gesundheit.
Salut.
Okay, let's see. Elizabeth sent this one in. This happened in the UK.
Uck.
Terry Marie Palmer, 23.
Three names.
She broke down in tears. She was very, very sad when she was convicted of the murder of her boyfriend, Damon Searson. Because, and I'm quoting her here, she says, "He pissed me off sitting on Facebook completely blanking me when I'm talking to him."
Wow.
Uh-oh.
She started posting things on Facebook to him specifically saying, you know, "Your pictures are gross. Get off of freaking Facebook," or, you know, "Talk to me," blah, blah, blah. She posted, "Crying myself to sleep for the second time this week, and it's only Wednesday. Thanks, Damon." Instead of, you know. So she finally posted, he posted a picture of himself without a shirt on it, and she posted back to it and said, "That's gross," and that she was going, "I should stab you, I'm so fed up," and then she stabbed him in the heart. Killed him.
With a Triton.
With some scissors that she got from some James Bond guy.
Well, she is a hairdresser. Could have been scissors. Was a hairdresser.
She'll be a hairdresser again in jail.
Yeah, probably. Fran sent this in
Florida. Fantastic.
Fort Walton Beach.
"Can you live this fantasy life?"
Is this the
Scott Charles Roberts, 45 years old, charged
three
with
names.
Three names.
Indecent exposure.
Ooh.
Believed to be under the influence, running around naked.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, under the influence. Yeah.
And masturbating as he ran down the street. That's talent.
Wow, multitasking.
He can walk and chew gum and masturbate at the same time.
Yeah. Yes.
You sure that was gum?
Run.
You sure that was gum? It's been an hour.
Yeah. it sure has been.
One of the witnesses picked him up out of a photo lineup.
What photo?
I know. That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. What was the photo of? Because if I had
his giant clock,
there was a naked guy running down the street masturbating, I'm probably not going to notice what his face looks like so much. Just saying.
Yeah. What kind of shoes did he have on?
I don't know. It doesn't say he had shoes on. It just says he was nude. Fran sent this one in Collier County,
Florida.
We have, what do they call it? Not beer pong, bumper pool.
Yeah, beer pong and bumper pool are pretty different.
Yeah.
Jasmine Mejia, 21 years old, took her brand new 2016 Ford Mustang out for a little ride.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, she'd had a bit too much to drink.
Uh-oh.
She went headfirst into the back of a street sweeper, which knocked the street sweeper into an electrical pole, which knocked the pole over, which took out power for an entire neighborhood, including a small airport, an elementary school, and a medical clinic.
Congratulations.
You won the prize.
There was an old lady.
Totaled her car. Totaled.
Well, yeah.
I'm amazed she survived it. It was
into a street sweeper.
Yeah.
Wow.
With enough force to knock the street sweeper into the
street sweepers are heavy vehicles.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. My girlfriend got hit by a street sweeper.
Oh, geez.
Really? Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, and I missed this part. Her car also caught on fire. Huh.
Yeah.
She's okay?
Yeah.
She went to the bar.
It just said that she was taken to the hospital, so
I would have said I went to the bar after.
Yes. I was so upset.
Oh, no, I forgot this part, too.
She was dressed as a pirate.
Sweeper ran into me in reverse.
She was dressed as a pirate.
before she was taken to the hospital, when the firefighters were attempting to put out her car and figure this mess out, before she got arrested, she attacked one of the firefighters.
Well, that's always a good clue that someone's loaded.
Charged with battery on a firefighter and a DUI.
I didn't attack him. I was hitting on him.
Literally. let's see. Fran sent this one in.
Fran frickin' tastic.
In Pensacola.
Three names.
Florida!
Yes. The county sheriff's office. The county sheriff's office received a complaint from within the jail system.
From an 8-year-old boy.
No. They got a tip. Ew. They got an inside tip that James Oreste Rossetti.
Three names.
We're not Rossetti. Rosti, 47 years old, who happens to be a defense attorney, was smuggling contraband into his client during their legal visits.
A lot of that goes on.
Well, you know, he could have done a better job of hiding it. Apparently what he did was he stuck everything into boxes of candy, taped the boxes back shut, then stuck them in his pockets.
Oh.
So he goes into the jail with his pockets full of boxes of candy and comes out with no boxes of candy. And no briefcase.
And they needed to be tipped off about that?
Yes. So, which leads me to believe that perhaps there's somebody asleep at the switch here.
Yeah.
The visit at which he was finally arrested and strip searched, correctional officers found a fake box of Milk Duds in his groin area, a box of Mike and Ike's in his socks, various Christmas cards of dubious origin, signed by the lawyer.
Wait. Christmas cards of dubious origin.
I'm thinking
the hell
maybe
is that?
That there, because there were little bits of paper in the Christmas cards.
Oh.
So I'm guessing maybe
acid?
Which would be weird because I haven't heard of that in a long time.
Who would want to do acid in a jail cell?
I don't know. But if I'm smuggling acid and I'm a lawyer, don't I take my briefcase in the little pocket in the front and just stuff postage stamps in there?
You would think, yeah.
He didn't actually have his briefcase with him the day that he was arrested.
Oh.
So this guy, I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's a good idea that his lawyer got arrested because clearly he's not very good.
I was gonna say, getting your law degree seems to be a lot easier now than it used to be.
I don't know. I mean, he shouldn't have hired him in the first place, but once you're in, if you got a lawyer that'll bring you shit, yeah, why not?
And Fran sent this one in.
Fran was busy.
Fran was busy this week.
Can you live this fantasy life?
Poor Fran. We pick on her.
You know what? There's so many things you could do with the word Fran. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Number one, Fran, Frantastic, Fantasy Life.
Friends, welcome to Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island. Well,
anyway,
Tattoo, what do you think?
The plane. This story's out of North Vietnam.
Well, that's a little bit, that's a little ways away from Florida.
Yeah. Four prison guards have been suspended for negligence. Because they allowed a female inmate who was on death row to get pregnant using sperm that she had smuggled into her from another male inmate in the other side of the facility.
He brought it into his pants.
No, it was in a syringe, and she injected it and got herself pregnant. The reason why she did this...
because it'll give her an extra 9 months before they kill her?
No, they can't kill her now. According to Vietnam, first of all, she was arrested for drug trafficking, which in Vietnam is an automatic death sentence.
Wow.
However, according to their law, if you know it's a female and she gets pregnant, they can't kill her even after the child is born because they won't kill a child's mother.
That chick is freaking brilliant.
Apparently, this is the second time this has happened, and I'm thinking
she should run for office when she gets out.
Yeah,
she ain't getting out. She's now her sentence has been commuted to life in prison.
And the child?
The child will be taken and raised by someone, but apparently, I mean, I guess
his
they
dad is in the other part of the prison
in work camp.
I guess they preserve the mother's life so the child can come and visit. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. But that kind of sucks for the male inmates accused of drug trafficking. They don't have an out. They just die.
Call him Caitlin.
There you go.
That's
call
not
him Caitlin.
Fair. That's not fair. Which he still can't get pregnant. That's
you
not
saw
fair.
The movie Junior, didn't you?
Oh, brother.
Arnold Schwarzenegger got pregnant.
And finally this, also from Fran.
It was the Fran news.
I was going to say, whoops, I accidentally minimized the
She's our number one
board.
Fran.
No, wait, where was this? I can't. Oh, Brooklyn. Riley Flaherty lost his wallet at a concert in Brooklyn. This happened a few weeks ago. He assumed he'd never see it again, so he called and had, you know, there was cash, IDs, his credit cards, his bus pass or subway token pass or whatever. Everything was in his wallet. He called, had everything canceled and replaced, blah, blah, blah. 2 weeks later, he got an envelope in the mail. Some of the stuff from his wallet was in the envelope, and there was a note. And the note read, "I found your wallet, and your driver's license had your address. So here's your credit cards and other important stuff. I kept the cash because I needed weed, and I kept the Metro card because, well, the fare is $2.75 now, and that's a lot of money. And I kept the wallet because it's kind of cool. Enjoy the rest of your day. Toodles, Anonymous."
Wow.
So Flaherty posted the thief's note online that said, "Thanks, I think."
Probably got a bazillion views.
Way to still do the wrong thing, even trying to do the right thing.
I know. I kept the cash because I needed weed.
Yeah.
Hey, well, at least there's some honesty there.
True.
Some honesty.
And your wallet was cool.
Yeah, your wallet was cool, so I kept it. Wow.
Which means it's a guy.
Yeah, probably.
It's a guy.
I would imagine so. And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress, too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We're back. Aren't you glad?
Aren't you glad what?
That we're back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean to the listeners. They're like, damn, we were hoping you wouldn't come back. Yeah. We were hoping it'd go straight to, you know, leave it better than you found it. And
yeah, we're out.
We can still do that. It's not too late.
I know, but Bruce has a topic.
Oh, geez.
I do have a topic.
Really?
Truth and consequences.
Not or?
No, because sometimes the consequences happen. And where part of this comes from is we have a friend in the program whose daughter has had her ups and downs in recovery many times, as have I. And, you know, many other people in the program. She's pregnant. And he and I were talking about, you know, hopefully she's got 4 months right now. And hopefully being pregnant will keep her sober for a while. But, of course, we started talking about how consequences never really seem to keep us sober.
Yes.
And so the truth about consequences is what?
I give up what?
No, that's one of the questions.
Oh, okay.
You know, now, Mark.
Yes.
When you were getting loaded on a regular basis.
Yes.
You knew there were consequences. I mean, you did illegal drugs constantly.
Pretty much.
That any time that you are driving around with that in your pocket or in your car, you could be setting yourself up to go for a lengthy jail term.
Did we ever really think about that?
Correct. That's the thing.
I did.
I didn't.
That's why I didn't drive drunk or take drugs, because I knew I'd get caught and I would go to jail.
I figured I was alcoholic. Bulletproof. I got caught once.
See, I figured if it were my plane, it would be crashing. So
I got caught once.
Yeah?
I was caught dead to rights. 4:30 in the morning, drunk on my ass, gram and a half of cocaine in my cigarette pack.
Yeah, and?
Pulled over.
And what happened?
The cop knew my dad and followed me home so I could get home okay.
That was back in the day. They don't do that crap now.
I got sober. I got clean and sober back in the day.
Well, you know, I had a thing one time where my friend Craig and I, we used to smoke weed in this place called the Back End Spot. And it was up in Covina Hills, off of Covina Hills Road. And it had this, like, long, you couldn't see this driveway unless you were driving looking directly to the side, because it was a long, deep, deep driveway. It went all the way down to, like, where there was a fence at the end with the gate. It didn't really
between
go anywhere.
Between trees and hedges, yeah.
But you had to be looking directly down there to see us.
Yeah, and the cops wouldn't know anybody would be down there.
And we had decided that we were going to do, Fast Times at Ridgemont High was a hot movie right then, and we remembered the scene where Jeff Spicoli opens the van door and just smoke comes billowing out.
Yes.
So we rolled up all the windows, and we were smoking out in his car. Massive amounts.
Yes.
And I'm sitting in there, and you can't really see out of the car. I mean, there's that much smoke in there, and, you know, and we're all stoned, so we can't really see anyway. And I am about halfway through taking a hit, and I hear a... on the window. And I look up. And I look up, and there's a
Never
cop.
Never pick your cigar up by the lit side.
Yeah, no, that's not good. There's a cop standing there at the window. And he motions for me to roll down the window. And I, of course, finish my hit, because I figure, why not?
One.
I'm busted anyway. Yeah. I roll down the window, and smoke is going out, and he's just like waving his arm around like, oh. And he looks in, and he goes... you boys smoking a little weed? And my friend Craig looks over at him and goes, yeah, Captain Obvious. And I'm like, dude, what are you saying? And the guy goes, there's another cop at his window, and he gets him to roll down the window. And the guy looks at us, and this is back in the 70s, and the guy looks at us, he goes, wow, that's a really nice bong. And it's a glass bong, glass head bong from Tower Records.
Yeah.
And he takes it, and he goes, hey, Jim. Look at this. And he hands it across the top of the Ford Pinto we were in. And the other cop takes it and drops it. Goes, oh, I'm sorry. And smash.
Yeah.
And we've got the glove compartments open, and there's weed on the glove compartment. And the cop takes the weed, drops it on the ground, and grinds it in with his feet into the dirt and says, you guys get the hell out of here. And this is back in the day as well. Now, we're driving away. We're driving down the road, and my friend starts going, oh, yes. And I'm like, what do you mean, oh, yes? He's like, dude, I can't believe it. This is great. And I'm like, how could it be great? He just broke what back then was like a $25 bong, which was like a lot of weed in those days.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of money.
And had taken the weed and destroyed it. And Craig's like, there's a quarter pound under the seat. You know. Now, here's the thing. I didn't even know there was a quarter pound under the seat. And I'm thinking, we just got stopped by two cops. Now, back then, quarter pound? Yeah, you're going to go away for a while, because there was no decriminalization then. There was no medical marijuana then.
That was possession
with intent to sell for sure, because it's all bagged up. It's a quarter pound, but it's all bagged up in little baggies.
Yeah.
You know, so it's already split up. I'm like, "Oh my God, but that's an example of back in the day." But the point was the consequences of us. I mean, we're going around getting stoned basically in public, even though we think we're hidden. We're in public with a bunch of weed under the seat.
Yeah.
A bunch of weed. And how many times did we go somewhere where we had a bunch of cocaine on us, or people that do heroin, a bunch of heroin?
Doing it in the bar.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
All the time.
Club Voila in Beverly Hills. They had mirrors for tables, and... we would go in the morning, and there'd be shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, But people would do it like with impunity. Like, I'm bulletproof. Nothing's going to happen to me. You know.
I was at my sister's house for dinner a few weeks ago, and we were talking about a friend of ours who had come to visit recently. That we went to dinner with him one night, and literally we had a really nice dinner, and server came over and said, "What would you like for dessert?" He goes, "A plate and a straw." And he literally drew the lines up at the table in a 5-star restaurant and passed the plate around the table.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the University of I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. My luck, Lee Baca, the head of the county sheriffs, would be at the next table. Excuse me. Now, Shelley remembers this.
Pass that over here.
We were at Starbucks one night. Shelley, do you remember the night we were at Starbucks? And we're all talking about these former stories of lots of drug use and everything. Uh-huh. There is a table full of Covina cops sitting like one table over.
Oh, yeah.
The cops look over, you know, and we're like, you know, we're talking about, oh, this time we took a half a pound of cocaine. And, And suddenly I look over at these guys. I go, you know we're sober now, right? And the guy goes, no one would be stupid enough to sit in the table and talk about that unless they were sober.
Like, so you were past the
the
point of where you could get into trouble.
Now, Shelley,
what?
You had a talk with your sponsor once about consequences. You were talking about maybe going to Ohio to continue to drink, and your sponsor basically said you have to decide what you want.
That didn't have anything to do with drinking. I was sober. I was 6 months sober by the time I had the consequences conversation, and it had to do with staying married to you, not drinking.
Yeah, she wanted to get the hell away from you, not booze.
I thought you were still drinking then.
No, I didn't have a sponsor then.
No. Yeah, but you would have gone back and drank.
If I'd gone back there at that point, yeah, probably.
That would have been the consequence.
And then I probably would have died because I was already at the point of almost dying anyway.
Oh, there's a perfect example. Shelley had a severe consequence given to her. And what did you do? Wait, tell the story.
Which part?
Well, you were told if you could drink again.
Oh, if I drink again, I'll probably die.
And what did you do? Didn't you drink again after that?
Oh, I had one drink. That was when my relapse happened.
Okay, but the consequence of if you drink again, you can die. And what does Shelley do? Oh, well, then let me drink.
Yeah, but that was 8 months after that.
So?
That was, I think your order of events is a bit off.
It doesn't matter how long after it was. They said if you drink again, did they say if you drink again within the next week is when you're going to die? Or they said if you drink again, you could die?
It wasn't within the next week, but the longer that I get from my last drink, the better my organs get. Although.
Oh, well, so you're good to go right now.
No, well, my liver is. My liver's back. My last enzyme readings were normal.
Pancreas?
My pancreas, though, is shot. There's nothing. There's no bringing that back because when you look at it on the imaging, you can see the scar tissue. It's
and that's
toast.
The thing they said was going to kill you, not your liver.
Yeah.
They said you'd die from pancreatitis. So,
but that could still happen whether or not I drink ever again.
Right.
Because now that I have chronic acute, if I get it again, I mean, every time I get it again, I'm running the risk of dying. But and that's whether I drink or not.
But the point was, you knew if you drank again, it could kill you.
Yes.
And what did you do?
Had a drink. Yes, yeah. I relapsed.
And that's the thing. That's like an example. That's an extreme example.
However, you have to understand that that day that I drank, I was probably pretty suicidal anyway. So whether or not I died, it wouldn't matter. That wasn't much of a consequence that day.
So you're justifying it.
No, I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying if you're looking for dire consequences, on the day that that happened, to me that didn't seem like a dire consequence. That seemed like a blessed assurance.
And tell us what happened on that day shortly after the drink.
I barfed and within like 10 minutes.
Did Albatross come that day?
No. The days that Albatross came, were the days I tried to have a drink and didn't because Albatross showed up.
Yeah, our friend James showed up on several occasions.
Twice.
At
not several.
Inopportune times for Shelley going out.
Yes, I was attempting to drink. One time I had actually poured the drink and it was sitting on the counter and I see him walking down the driveway and I'm like, shut. So I dumped it down the sink. And the second time he came over and he said, I'm going to take a nap. And he went into our son's room. And I'm like, well, he's sleeping. I might as well do what I was going to do. And I cracked I'm very fond of airline bottles. Cracked the airline bottle open. And then, like, literally a minute later, I had put it in the drink in the cupboard. And I was going to, like, tiptoe over and make sure he was sleeping. Comes blasting out of the room. I smell booze. I'm like, shit.
Wow.
Yeah, James, really sensitive to the smell of booze.
Yeah. And so other people have Eskimos. I have an albatross. He refused to allow me to kill myself.
Mark, what other kind of consequences do we see that don't seem to stop people?
The people I see out there, I mean, it's like, it's incredible to me the amount of, well, it's not that incredible because I did it to myself, the amount of physical damage we'll do to ourselves.
Look at meth heads.
Yeah.
You just get tore up.
Meth heads have done wonder for the denture business.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And you know, to that thing, I mean, you know, when you talk about the damage you do to yourself, I mean, you know, how many people have gotten cirrhosis and how many people have had any number of physical problems and still, in many cases, it doesn't stop them. It talks about it in the big book. You know, on my way home from the hospital, I got hammered.
And then there's Jake.
And then there's Jake.
Yep.
And then you die.
And he got any number of different kinds of consequences. I remember being with you at his house, and his mom's like, you got to go. Yeah. You know, you're losing your house because you're getting loaded. You're losing this. You're getting kicked out of your recovery home because you're getting loaded. You know, a zillion things.
And he just, I like the way it feels.
Yeah, well, so does everybody.
Yeah. You know, I guess that comes down to the thing that we learn in this program, which is playing the tape all the way through.
Right.
That's a really excellent thing because it's always the same.
Yeah.
Shelley, if you start drinking, what happens?
I don't know. I'll be passed out.
And it always happens.
It always happens every time. I will be passed out with my head over the side of the bed, throwing up into a trash can that says, we recycle. Every single time. And then at some point...
Well, you do recycle. You throw up into the trash can.
I know.
Eventually it comes back around to being drinking booze.
And then at some point, paramedics show up, and I'll end up in the hospital, and I'll be hooked up to crap, and if I'm lucky, I'll survive it, and I'll have to go through the DTs again. And as Bruce so eloquently often says, I end up right back here where I started.
Yeah.
So why go through all that to begin
with? With a short trip to charter in between.
Oh, and let's not forget, because I had to go to the hospital, and at the time we didn't have insurance, we ended up in bankruptcy. Now we have insurance, but the copay is pretty high, so, you know, running the risk of financial catastrophe as well.
Well, Mark and I have said it before, you know, if we were going to go get loaded today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tomorrow. First of all.
Tomorrow.
It requires some serious planning. Because, first of all, both Mark and Mark's significant other and mine are both in program.
Yep.
So they can't know. So right. We have to come up with money that and nobody knows about.
Neither one of us fall into the category of recreational user.
No.
No, you're professional.
So we need a grip of money. So maybe we squirrel it away for a while and we come up with this grip of money and we go out and we do up what we've got. And because we're not recreational, we do it fairly quickly.
Right.
And now we're done and it's going to be cocaine.
Yes,
and
is.
Now we're done.
And
of course,
it's 3 in the morning.
No. It's going to be about 11 because we're going to start early because we're going to have
to
be home early, you know.
Right.
So
which we won't be.
Which we won't, but that's what the plan
is. But our plan was.
And, you know, because we're going to do what we've got, and then we're going to go home, and we're going to make it appear like nothing happened. Except
they're going to put dinner in front of us.
Now we've run out of money,
uh-huh.
And we've run out of cocaine.
And we didn't come home.
we can go to the bank. Now it's going to be money that people know about
right.
because it's going to come out of the bank.
That's okay.
And we're going to do, you know, Mark's going to take 300 bucks out right before midnight. And uh-huh. I'm going to take 300 right before midnight. We're going to maybe hang out and take 300 up after midnight.
After midnight, yep.
And we're going to do all that.
Right.
Then we're going to, Mark and I both have trucks because we're going to need the trucks to
yes, we are.
Start carting stuff around to our dealers' houses right. so that when our significant others wake up in the morning, there will be no furniture.
Right.
There'll be no TVs.
Then the third day, we're going to decide whose truck we're going to keep.
Right, because the other one's going to have to go.
Yes.
And eventually, because we're not lucky
right.
anymore, we're yeah. going to get busted.
Yes.
We're going to get stopped by the police.
It will, be your, it will be your fault, by the way.
They are going to give us, they are, it probably will be.
Yeah.
They are right. going to give us Prop 36.
Well, they're going to arrest us, first of all. Yeah. They're going to
well,
arrest
we're
us.
Get, we're going to get arrested, and we're going to go to jail, and now everyone knows. And we're going to get Prop 36. Because yeah. we've never had drug offenses before, so we're going to walk, basically. Yeah. But they're going to give us court cards,
yeah.
at which we're going to have to go to meetings and get signed. Now,
of course, we could always sign each other's cards, then we'd have to go to the meetings.
We could. But the thing is, we're going to do all of that and cause all of that wreckage and all of that those consequences mm-hmm. to have to go back to a meeting where we already were in the frickin' first
right.
place. When we first came up with this brilliant scheme.
Yep. Yep. So.
I believe you're forgetting a very important part of this process.
What's that?
What's that?
You probably won't have to go back to those meetings where you were in the first place.
Why?
Because you will be dead.
Oh, no. Well, you know what Mark and I will do? I can tell you.
No, first off, we'll survive. That's the tough part. Because
not after Debbie and I get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't know about you. We'll be the most fabulous newcomers ever.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go to meetings like way out of the... We'll go to meetings in Riverside or something.
Dude.
And, well, no, we need to go further than
that. I'll go to meetings like in another state and just take cakes.
We'll go up in Victorville, and they'll be like, who's got under 30 days? We'll be like reciting shit out of the book. They'll be like, you guys are amazing.
Yeah.
Say, well, we got good sponsors.
That's right. Each other.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sponsoring each other right now. So, Shelley, what would your final words on... truth and consequences be?
If you stick to the truth, you won't have to have any consequences.
Ooh, look there. Mark?
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
What you gonna
don't do?
Don't
do the crime if you can't do the time.
Well, that's so true. My thing is consequences will not keep you sober. The threat of consequences will do nothing for you, but the promise of sobriety will.
Because if you tell me the consequences, I will come up with an immediate plan on how to get away with it.
Yeah. Oh, how, we've done it listening to the Boozy News.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you just do this?
Immediately. Our first thoughts go to there.
Well, it's like the chick.
Yeah.
She runs into the back of the street sweeper. I'd be like, I just drank because I was bummed about that I just wrecked my new car.
Or the guy who got the DUI. I was in the bar and somebody ran off with my car. I just chased them down and they jumped out and ran away after hitting light pole.
Or I got carjacked.
Yeah.
I got carjacked by the guy in the bar.
That. Yeah.
He led me out of there with a gun.
Immediately.
So, Mark.
Yeah.
We have friends back east and in the Inland
Empire.
We
do. You can go to 12stepgazette.com or 12stepgazette.com/IE.
.com/IE.
And you can read their fine publications and support the people who are out there supporting recovery.
Absolutely. Shelley, we have friends and others online. We probably have some naysayers, too, I would guess.
Yeah.
We never get comments like that, though. I'm just waiting.
We did?
What?
Just recently.
What comment? What, we never get what kind of comments?
Guy oh, that no, tried to sell crap to us.
Well, then we got Howard.
That's true. We always have Howard.
Well, Howard, yeah, but you know what? I mean... It's not like Howard ever came in and said, you know, I hate you guys. You guys suck. Recovery's
really?
No good. He said he disliked you a little.
He did.
Yeah, I think he liked me, though.
Yeah.
I liked Howard.
Everybody likes you.
Howard, that's not true. Howard and I are chill right now, so we're good.
Not everybody likes me.
I like Howard. I am all in Howard's camp, man.
We are Howard's fan club.
I want him to stay. Yep. I really do. He should come to the convention that shows.
Yes,
gonna
he
put
should.
On.
Yep.
And Howard will stick with me when I pick the NCAA final winner, when I pick the NBA champion, when I pick the...
Anyway, that you listen to the show, we really appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've just been counted. Thank you very much. That helps us with our demographics. If you are not a member, you'll have the opportunity to become a member. It is free
and fun.
And you can listen to old shows. You can like shows. You can leave topic suggestions and comments. You can follow us. That will get you automatic updates of when we post the shows. And you can put us on playlists for all your rockin' potty needs.
And remember, friends, every single time you go to Podomatic, you can become a follower. If you are Facebook friendly, it's really easy to join Podomatic. If you go to like or comment or something and you are not a member, they are going to ask you, would you like to be a member? And you'll get the opportunity to create an account or you can log in with Facebook. The login with Facebook is a big giant blue bar that says log in with Facebook. It's the biggest thing that you can see. And all you got to do is click that. If you happen to be logged into Facebook, it will log you in immediately. And you can do all the things that we asked you to do. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. We do post... things to do with recovery and shows. You can listen to shows there as well. You can join the Recovery 101 Radio Show secret group. And, of course, if you search for that, because it's a secret group, ye shall not find it. But if you friend request Shelley Burnett or Bill Piper or Bruce Burnett, or you ask at the Recovery messages on the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, as long as you're one of our friends, we can add you to the secret group. And then no one will know what you're doing in recovery in case your boss is surfing your page or something. We've got an email address, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send topics there. You can send rants and raves. You can just say hi. You can say, hey, hi. I'd really like to sell advertising for you guys. And you could,
you'll get our attention.
You'll talk to us immediately. We'll talk to you immediately. Also, if you are in a band or you're a sober or clean performer and you want us to promote your music, you can send us a couple MP3s or two or three MP3s or however many MP3s you want to send. Send us a picture that you would like us to make a clickable link out of, and send us a link that you would like it to go to, whether it's a YouTube page or a SoundCloud page or a Facebook page or whatever, and we will do that and put it up on the show for free and for fun. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shali. Who's the lead out music by?
Well, because you started with a certain person, I'm going to have to bookend the show by ending it with Billy the Kid and Lucky Poets.
Guillermo.
Yes, because it's the same dude.
The same dude.
Yeah, the opening music tonight was like way before his music career started.
Well, I don't think he'd say that.
Before
we became aware of it.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
There comes a point in everybody's life when you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why, but your world has changed. Colors don't shine like they used to. Stars don't shine like they used to. I don't wanna get, I don't wanna get old, I don't wanna get old, I wanna stay young forever, forever. I don't wanna get, I don't wanna get old, I don't wanna get old, I wanna stay young forever, forever. There comes a point in everybody's life. One. doesn't shine like it used to. Everybody's life when you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why.